first invite, Coach. Good results there at Southern Valley. I know it was a 9-scoring meet, so didn't have to worry about team scores. But girls and boys came through for the first meet. Not too bad, was it?
Yeah, no, it was pretty exciting. You know, a little disappointed in the participation. You know, some of the numbers are pretty low, but you know, even for the low numbers we have, we got a lot of medals, scored some big points, and you know, pretty excited about the track team we have.
Start with the girls first, Coach. I know a lot of talent back from a team that was young, but they're getting older and more experience in the track and field. I know you got some high hopes, expectations for a lot of these girls this year, don't you?
Yeah, and we, you know, we had a couple kids gone for on both sides. You know, me for the boys and Coach Shoup for the girls had some kids gone for a church ski trip, and you know, so our 4x1 girls didn't get to run. You know, a couple of those kids, you know, weren't out there to see what they can do, and same thing on the boys' side. But yeah, you know, huge PR for Kiana Riley in the 100. You know, going under 13.2 for the first time, and she did it first meet of the year. So, you know, big for her. And, you know, she's excited. She's going to Concordia to run. You know, Claire had a good day. She was a little disappointed. Not quite the time she started off with last year, but shoot, she's right there. She was less than a tenth off her 100 from last year from the first meet, and 2 or 3 tenths off her 2. So, you know, high expectations on herself, Claire, and still, I mean, look pretty dang good. A lot of coaches in the state would be pretty pleased to have a 26.5 200 kid, and you know, she's upset about it. So, you know, she expects a lot. You know, excited to see what Lexi can do. Lexi Otoski, you know, she looked good in her 400 coming out. Had to turn around quick and do an 800. Her 8 wasn't quite what she wanted. You know, but she's going to be fine in the 8 as well. You know, just that quick turnaround and early on, and just kind of a practice anyways. You know, really sometimes use these meets as another just workout day. So that was kind of what Hannah did with Lex there. But, you know, Kennedy Bailey was gone. We're excited to see what she can do in the throw. She's hitting some big throws in practice, and I'll see what she can do in a meet. And Melissa Schneider was gone. She's the third leg in our 4x1. You know, and she's going to fill in on a bunch of relays for us, so see what she can do. And then I'm pretty excited about Emily Shack. She came up from the 8th grade. You know, Emily ran 66 open last year for us in junior high. So, you know, she's going to jump up to the 8, run some 4.8, and maybe do some jumps. So, you know, see what she can do and just build into those relays with the other girls.
Not for sure how many times you're going to see Southern Valley, except, of course, RPAC meet. But I tell you, Claire and Addie Hunt could have some battles. That'd be kind of fun to watch them in the 1 and 200 if they race each other a couple of more times.
Absolutely, and that just makes each other better, you know, when you're going into a race like that, and, you know, whether it's Addie looking at Claire or Claire looking at Addie, you know, it just takes you up to the next level. But right now, and I know this is going to change as a good year goes on, but just right now after week one, 4 of the top 500 meter runners are in our district. So, you know, you got Addie Hunt, you got Jolie Farr from Cambridge, you got Claire, then you got Kiana Riley, our other girl. So you're looking at 12.91 to 13.17. That's not a very big split. So, you know, you get in the race with those four girls, I mean, any one of them can win it. So, again, it's just going to be, we're going to see Cambridge a bunch. I'm not sure if Southern Valley goes to the Cambridge meet here in about a week.
Mm-hmm.
But if Southern Valley goes there, then we'll see Addie, we'll see Jolie, and the LCR girls, and we'll see the relays. So, pretty excited to see what the, you know, girls' track in the area is going to do.
Boys' side, Coach, did very well. A lot of good results. I know in the sprints, I tell you, you're got high hopes. You got a lot of fast guys this year, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know, Lakin Wissink was a kid last year, you know, threw in junior high, golfed as a freshman, you know, had hurt his shoulder in football sophomore year, couldn't golf, decided to come out and run track for a couple weeks before he had surgery. And at our cold meet here last year, rattled off an 11.77, never run the 100 before. You know, never really messed with blocks and, I mean, any of that stuff. And we were trying to talk mom into holding back on surgery a little bit, but they just wanted to get it done. So you didn't really hear about Lakin last year. You know, he went to the Concordia indoors and ran some 60s there and posted some pretty good times. So we were excited to see what Lakin can do. And shoot, he goes out and pops an 11.32. You know, and then Jackson looked good. Jackson was, you only had 2 or 3 days of practice. We gave the basketball boys a week off after the state tournament. You know, so Jack came out 11.63, about where he started last year. So he looked good. And, you know, and Blaine Aldridge had a big PR. He was 11.94 last year and ran 11.71. You know, so those three guys, and then Kevin Garcia PR'd in the 110s and ran 16.39. So that made up our 4x4. And, man, those boys were moving. And we just Jackson got a little antsy there at the end and took off a step on Kevin, and kind of tough to catch Jackson Kirchhoff. He leaves early on. Your kid can move, and but we're excited about the 4x1. Hoping we can run, number one, get the baton around the track this time. But hopefully we can hit low 45 here Thursday at Perkins County. And Perkins has a good club. They went 45-1. So we'll try to chase those guys down and see if we can put Jackson in the spot to beat those guys at the end of the race.
How about your throwers? Holy smokes. You got to be very happy about some of those marks in the throws.
Yeah. A lot of people that are around track or follow track results knew about Brock Bailey. He won this shot put at junior high state last year. Not surprising for a lot of us that have been around him and seen him in practice. He'll pop a 50-footer right out of the gate, 53. You talk to Brock, and he'll tell you he's got more in him. So he's hoping to hit 55 at this next meet. 55-10 is a school record, so that's his sights right now. Going after that. Not a great win for the disc, if you look at it. Not all the disc results were fantastic, but, he threw 141, and the other big, not, I don't want to say surprise for us, but we're pretty pleased to see Carlos Diaz. Carlos moved last year, so he didn't get to run track here or in Arapaho. His brother got a job, and they moved over there and then came back here. And, Carlos threw 41.3. Huge. So he's sitting second in the district right now. So we'll see what the other district throwers can do. And we lost a lot of really, really, really good shot putters to graduation out of our district. So the district's kind of wide open. Brock, if he can get a throw in, and then after that, Carlos is sitting right there. Derek Nofsinger is right around 40. We're going to try Jackson Kirchhoff. He's been hitting 40s at practice, so see what he can do in a meet. Let Jack over there. And then those guys in the disc did a good job, too. Jackson's never thrown. He went over there and threw over 100. Carlos threw, 109, 110 right out of the gate. So we're hoping Carlos can improve and get up in the 120s. And Jackson kind of the same thing, and just see if we can find some more points in the throws.
Well, it's a great opening meet, Coach, and Perkins, Perkins County, I think Holyoke and teams like Mullen, I think, teams, so some good teams, ought to be a good one on Thursday.
Yeah, Mullen's got a good high hurdler, Darden County's got a good high hurdler, and Kevin's right in between those guys, so that should be a, good race to watch those guys run. Just fun to see different schools. We rarely see Holyoke and Darden County and Mullen and Hyannis, and Hyannis has a good freshman boy. Good sprinter, jumper. I'm not sure if he's hurdling or not anymore. But just to see some different competition is just fun for our kids.